Hey, what's up, people?
I'm really sorry about that. Michael's in a weird mood today. Hi, friends. Today we are sharing Grayson's bridal portraits that we just took. No, didn't just take. Took a while ago. One of the hardest parts about bridal sessions is having to wait to share them. Right. So it's weird that we didn't just take them. But anyways, they were taken at Waverly Estate.
Yeah.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job.
Thanks. So we thought we would just talk through about some things you should think about, like all the W's, who, what, when, where, why, of a bridal portrait session, and to give you an idea what it would be like.
Absolutely. So if you're here because you love Grayson, you can go back to her engagement session and wedding day where we talk about how much we adore this bride. But today we would just want to share a little bit more about bridal sessions in general.
Right.
So the first thing is, what is a bridal portrait session?
Yes, great question, Laura.
Thank you, Michael.
So a bridal portrait session is just about an hour or two of photography time with us that you would take before the wedding. And you'd get in your dress, you'd get your flowers, you'd get your hair and makeup all done, and we'd take some pictures of you.
Exactly. I think bridal sessions are normally like a Southern tradition so that you can have like a big portrait displayed at the reception of your wedding.
Yeah.
But I think that there are other like great reasons to do it besides just being able to have that portrait.
Correct.
So why should you do a bridal portrait session? Well, it's a great trial run. So you can get your hair done, your makeup done, you can have your bouquet, your dress is fitted, you can put it all on and spend a little bit of time in it to make sure that there aren't any adjustments that you want to do before the wedding day.
Correct. Yeah, so so Grayson herself, she couldn't get her full bouquet for her bridal session. So her
certain flowers weren't in session.
Correct.
Or in season.
They weren't in session, too. They were
out of session.
They were out of session, yo. So she had her florist grab some fake ones that resembled what her bouquet would look like, again, to give her an idea of what it would look like.
Honestly, I think you can scroll down and look at her flowers and you wouldn't
you
be able to tell.
Yeah.
I mean, she chose really unique flowers anyways,
she did.
But it looked gorgeous. So that is certainly a great option. But I think that having a bouquet on your bridal portrait session day is super important. Unless you're like a professional model or someone who's like incredibly comfortable in front of a camera, it's just nice to have something to hold.
Right.
Because it's just you, it's different than the engagement session where you can kind of hold on to your hubby.
Right. It's something to interact with.
Yeah, it's something. And I think that it adds a really beautiful element to your pictures. It's a lot like a veil, right? Like
yeah.
it makes it feel a little bit more weddingy and just more bridal.
Correct. So next thing to think about is where you should take your pictures or your bridal portrait session. Grayson decided to do them at her venue at Waverly Estate.
Which is beautiful.
You can choose, yeah, you can choose anywhere. So anything that might be memorable to you, memorable?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that might be special to you.
Nice, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've certainly shot them not at the venue, but like at a park or like a cool building, an area that you really love.
Yeah.
So it's totally up to you where you want to take them.
Mm-hmm.
It's also totally up to you who you want to come with you.
Yeah.
I would say typically moms come along.
Yeah.
Which is nice. They can hold on to your, you know, bouquet for you, fix your veil, carry your dress as we're moving from place to place. Also, like a maid of honor, a close friend, whoever it is that you want, totally up to you. And if you want, it can be just us.
Yeah.
We're happy to hang out with
you. Totally.
So it's really up to you.
Yeah. For Grayson's herself, the venue organizer was there. And she had to be there, obviously, because we were doing it at their property. But I loved her reaction after we took some pictures. She was like, I wish, just like how we were talking at the beginning, I could share these right now.
Yeah.
But
we had to like wait to share the gallery because I feel like Sarah might have wanted
Yeah, Sarah might have just posted
No, she wouldn't have done that. She wouldn't have done that. But yeah, Grayson's mom came along and her mistress of ceremonies, who's a close family friend, was there, which was really nice, especially because Grayson's dress wasn't fully done. The sleeves of her dress hadn't been all the way tacked in. So they were able to be there to kind of like like help finagle and fix as need be. Yeah. And then we also were able to take some with her veil and without her veil for some variety. Mm-hmm. Again, these things just wouldn't be able to happen on a normal wedding day.
Correct.
Bridal portrait sessions give you so much more time, whereas on a wedding day, we always are able to take a few of just the bride, but it's usually like quick 5 minutes.
Right.
And a bridal session can last, you know, an hour. So it really gives us the freedom to just kind of relax and enjoy some time with just you.
Yeah. And if you're thinking, hey, this is a good idea, maybe I should do this, then you will want to pay attention to this next question. You should schedule your bridal portrait
session.
You sound
like a game show host.
Thank you. No, yes. Here's a QVC product. No.
QVC?
Yeah, like I'm selling something.
Okay. I said game show.
Yeah, or QVC. No.
Okay, either one. Know. Anyways.
When should you schedule these pictures? Typically, it's done about a month or two before the ceremony, before the wedding, because that's when you'll have your dress pretty much ready and your flowers will be close to season, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the dress is typically what takes the longest mm-hmm. to make sure that it's come in and you've done all of your fittings. But also, you want it to be close to make sure you know exactly what you want for hair, makeup, and again, we want the bouquet. It makes a big difference.
So if you have any questions or are thinking about doing one and want some more information, please reach out to us.
Yep. Otherwise, you can scroll below and you can see an example of a bridal session from Grayson's Waverly Estate Bridal Portrait Session.
Woo!